parking in my spot today in your prank day. If it's not a prank, you're just parking in a sign. All right, fine. You're good. You're good. I'll find a new spot.
Outside my class, I found our school's 1971 championship bat in the trash can. I'm wondering who put it in there and why.
We thought it'd be funny to throw out the bat and put the computer in with the porn.
Put it back. Now get y'all rush hour asses to class. Everybody!
My mug. Why are people always taking my mug? You know, I know we're a rough school and everything, and we don't usually have control over the students, but this is the worst I've ever seen the pranks.
Really? I think it's hilarious. I'm thinking about taking a shit in the pool.
I want to think that you're joking, but for some reason, I feel like you're not.
I was just picturing everybody's faces.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's not a good day for this. You know, my wife was due 3 days ago, and I'm up all night thinking about what I'm going to say to the superintendent at 2. You know, I don't have anything planned.
I know what I'm going to say at my meeting. I'm going to be like, fuck you for trying to make us re-interview 5 jobs again. I put my blood, sweat, and tears into my coaching.
Right.
Not my fault we always in last place.
Yeah, what is your record?
These kids are uncoachable.
Well, it's very tough. It's very tough.
Losing here is a tradition.
Should it be?
Yeah, it's a terrible tradition.
Right?
I'm trying my best not to get one of these kids' moms pregnant. I'm trying.
You're not going to say that, are you?
Hell no, Campbell. Be polite as shit. I'm bought new jeans for this motherfucker. And I hate long pants.
Yeah, you got an exotic build.
Fuck this. 22 years and then see you later. Those assholes should have taken my class so they can manage the fucking budget. I'm taking this. Taking this, see, we're expendable.
They fired her.
This school's gonna fuck me? I'm gonna fuck it! Drop it. Oh, shit. Money for books. We got money for this newfangled.
You gonna fuck that coffee machine up.
Is this a practical joke? Huh? You know I don't play that shit. The
fuck you work this bullshit.
You, Campbell.
Me?
You're the only one drinking coffee, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I got a light roast cappuccino, but...
Well, get your light roast ass over here and help me fix a cup.
Right, yeah, sure, yeah. Sorry, I don't know why I was resisting that. Yeah, so it's a new machine.
No shit.
It's state-of-the-art, though. All you gotta do is put in your order, and it does the rest.
Coffee.
You know, I'll do it for you, and I think that's just gonna be the easiest. Right, so you got your drink selections down here, and flavors. You go with hazelnut.
I just want regular coffee.
Shoot. That doesn't seem to be an option. How about an Americano? That's basically the same thing.
Whatever.
So I just pick Americano, right? And then you can go medium, light, dark. You look like, or not look like you would want. I'll go with medium. And then you hit brew. And it's done. Thank God. And one Americano for you. All right. Cheers.
Tastes like shit. Fucking waste of money. Shit, don't even voice activate.
That was awkward. It takes courage to grow up and to become who you really are. Right? E.E. Cummings wrote that. And guys, you're growing up. You're moving on. For many of you, this is going to be the last English class you're ever going to take. So I want you to remember something. Words are always going to matter.
Right?
Uh-oh. Something funnier than it should be, right? I'm missing the joke here. Is it me? Mr. Dick Sucks English Class. Look, I'm down for the senior pranks. I really am. But frankly, I think this one's a little homophobic, right? I mean, how does everybody think this makes Blake feel?
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. It doesn't mean anything.
No. It means something. Words matter, remember?
Right. Yeah. No, I just meant because you're politically conscious and sensitive.
I'm not sensitive. I'm gay. And I wrote it. And I drew the cat.
What is this? Now I'm Mr. Cat? Oh, I get it. I'm Mr. Pussy because I'm a nice guy. I'm a pushover, right? All right, guys, come on. I'm down for the pranks, but frankly, we're getting up. Mr. Dick Sucks English Class again in Sharpie. And now I have Ms. Grossman peering through the window. Excuse me for one second. I'll be right back.
Yo, Blake turned his cat into a dick.
Hey, how's it going? What's going on?
I got some news for you about your job.
Oh my God, what do you know?
Walensky and Henderson just got fired.
Oh my God.
Right? Great.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrible because...
I know, because they got families.
Yeah, they got the families and everything, but they're not going to fire the whole English department,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, that'd be crazy.
Holly, thank you. I got to call my wife. That's fantastic. What the fuck was that? Where did they get a horse?
They stole it from the racetrack. They got it all hopped up on, like, homemade meth, you know, so it'd be amped up enough to run through the hallways.
Yeah.
Not, like, the best batch, but...
I'm sorry. How do you know that?
How do I know what?
Holly, you're not doing meth again, right?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Don't do meth.
No more homemade meth. Got it.
No meth, period.
When I'm on my period, don't do it. That's what I need it the most.
Holly, you're the guidance counselor.
You've never done it?
Oh, God, no. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Like the best I've ever done.
Holly,
felt.
This stuff's got to stop.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, because it's a gateway.
It's the finish line.
Oh, there's worse stuff.
I don't think I can help you. All right. Thanks. I got to call my wife. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. I'll take care of your glasses.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
What's that?
They're fine.
Yeah. Some of them are fine. You know what I mean? Good luck.
Yeah, no, leave them alone, right?
Right.
But thank you for the news.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yo, Neil's going to prank Strickland today.
Strickland might legit kill Neil, bro.
I know. It's going to be epic.
Whoa, what's happening here? You don't just come on my field mowing nothing.
So sorry, Coach. Principal Tyler said we have to mow here.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you. This is a gleaming example of people doing positive things out here. Y'all can hit the track. Yvette, all in the roll of your eyes in the world ain't gonna get you nowhere. And tell your mother she never texts me back, damn it.
Honey, hi, how's it going? How are you feeling? Everything good? Everything okay?
Oh, well, I feel like I'm about to explode. We're definitely going to be late to school, and I'm on my fourth hairdo for the talent show. Did you have your meeting with the superintendent yet?
Not yet, but that's why I'm calling, actually. I want to tell you that...
I really want to change the song to Big Sean.
What?
She wants to change the song to a Big Sean song.
Daddy didn't learn a Big Sean song, right? Daddy learned the song from Ren.
We can do the same dance moves.
All right, look, Allie, I know this dance is a big deal for you, okay? And I'm not going to let you down. But it's way too late to change the song, sweetie, okay? So let me talk to Mommy, because
okay.
I got something really important I want to tell her.
Did you get fired?
No, my job is safe.
Oh, honey, that is such great news.
Isn't that great?
I really cannot have you getting fired right now, okay?
We can't have that right now. That would be no good.
That's the hottest thing I've ever seen.
You know what, sweetie? I got to call you back. Something weird's going on around here, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, tell Allie I'll see her at 2:30.
Daddy says he'll see you at 2:30.
Bye, honey. All right, bye, love.
How do they do that? Oh, I've literally never seen that before. Oh, yeah, you want more?
What the fuck? What the hell are you doing?
Why did you open the door?
You don't get to ask the questions, okay? Come on, let's go. Get up. Really? I mean, you want to do that at home? Fine. Are you starting again?
Yes.
Stop. Stop, 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 stop. Stop this. Don't look at me and smile when you're doing it. Just stop doing it.
Bonjour, Miss Monet.
Bonjour, monsieur. Now get your asses back to class.
The time for cutting penises is over.
Just let me get to the end. I'm so close.
How do you even still have a boner? Well,
what is
going
on here? Oh, hey, that must have sounded pretty bad. Let me explain. He was just masturbating.
And he was just watching.
I wasn't watching. I caught you.
Just get out of here before I report you.
Right, okay, let's go. Back to class. But there's no reason to report me. Let's go.
Get back to class.
Yeah, and again, to be clear, I was not watching him. I caught him in...
You're gross.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Light Rose.
Hey.
Do you know how to fix the AV system?
Oh, yeah, but I'm so sorry. I'm running late for my class. Sorry about that.
Stop! Don't you take another step. One more step. And you'd have been covered in paint. They've been putting them all over the place.
Holy crap. It's like a tripwire and oh my God, you just saved me, man. Why aren't they this ambitious with their classwork, huh? All right, you know what? Yeah, I got a second. Let's take a look at that AV.
So I'm trying to show the class the Civil War documentary. Damn school wouldn't purchase my Ken Burns DVD, so stuck with this bullshit knockoff VHS.
It's a bummer.
Now look, I push it in, comes on.
The troops called him old.
Plays for a minute, and then.
Huh. Yeah, that's really weird.
8 times I asked for a DVD player. No response. I'm this close to going up there and going post on the whole goddamn administration. This close.
Yikes. Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe you just want to give him a free period and call it a day.
A free period? What good would that do?
Oh, I just, you know, it's the last day of school, and I'm sure they'd like you for it, and this isn't working, so.
I don't need to be liked. I need to educate. Because, see, half of these kids thought the Civil War was a fight between Batman and Superman. So we don't give free periods. Ain't that right? No free periods in Mr. Strickland's history class, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right?
Right. 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 Good. Strong. Strong point. I'll give it another look. Yeah, I mean, if you want to get the manual out, because I think... All right, I'm going to start with the beginning. First, I'm going to power on the...
His family was...
Was that you?
No, I thought that was you.
No, I didn't even push the button. Oh.
That was you.
No, that wasn't me. I'm not pushing the button yet. Are you sure you're not, like, hitting it by accident?
No.
Or, You know what? I'm going to go down to the next step. Maybe I'll just power on the,
Farewell, you bastard.
I think I see what's going on here, Mr. Strickland. You are the victim of a senior prank. Very funny, you guys. Very, very funny. I believe this young man is manipulating the television with his cell phone. Kind of caught him out of the corner of my eye there.
He's doing this?
Yeah.
You doing it?
What the?
Give it to me. Now, you think this is funny? Messing with the TV with your goddamn computer telephone?
No, I'm not the one doing it.
I'm going to show you what's funny. Everybody, I want you to hashtag LMFAO. Now, there will be no more interruptions in my class. None. We're going to watch this beautiful documentary on the Civil War, and it's not Tupac versus Biggie.
He lost a leg at Gettysburg and an arm at Chickamauga, but his bloodthirst remained unquenched.
Okay, well,
the war felt closer.
We got it going, so I'm going to go back to class.
Hey, man, shut up. I said no interruptions. Be a fucking example for the kids, man.
It was going to be a long winter. He had to amputate his son's leg with nothing but a bayonet and a box of matches. Families were increasingly facing hardship.
Just broke mine, remember?
Okay. Okay. God damn it, I'm tired of this.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, I have a phone!
Remember, teachers stick together.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have time for this today. I've got 30 termination meetings today alone. Everything in my office is glued to something else. I got drawers filled with silly string. See that? And I got a goddamn mariachi band following me around wherever I go. I offered them $100 and they still won't leave. I think they thought it was a tip. And now I've got 20 students running out of a classroom in a panic. Students telling me that Neil's desk has been smashed to pieces, presumably by a fire axe. And you're telling me that you haven't seen anything today? Yeah? How about you, Strickland? Huh? Nothing? Like I said before, Tyler, I was too busy working out that piece of shit VCR that this school is still using. I know you teachers all like to stick together. I get it. But I'm having to fire whole departments.
That's hard on me, too.
Wait, whole departments?
Yeah, entire departments.
Well, I mean, maybe the best thing to do is talk to Neil.
Oh, I did, yeah. Neil's not talking either. So I'm back to this. In fact, I need a straight answer from one of you two.
Right.
Let me bottom line this for you. Someone's going down for this. I'm firing one of you two today. Tell you what, we'll go one better. How about I fire you both?
You did it. You did it. I mean, you did do it, so he did it. That's what happened was you... Because he, you know, chopped the desk, which probably shouldn't have done. Did you mean to do it? Was it an accident? Or did you want to say it was an accident? Well, you know what it was? The technology is outdated on the VCRs. That's a great point, yeah. And the kids are pushing him with the pranks. They're out of control this year, sir. I've never seen anything like it, really. You know what? I think maybe you should take that all in consideration. And maybe just, you know, don't fire him.
I am so sorry he fired you. That's such a shitty situation he put us in, and, you know, I feel
I feel somewhat responsible, you know. I mean, look, hey, I come 2 o'clock today, I might not have a job either, but, you know, I got a baby due any minute, and I can't be losing my job, so I hope you understand.
I'm gonna fight you.
I'm sorry, what?
I am going to fight you.
Are you joking? Look, man, I was in a very tight spot there. You know, Tyler really was pitting us against each other. And
after school, you're going to meet me in the parking lot, and we're going to handle this shit the primitive way, with our fists.
You can't be serious.
I can't wait to fuck you up.
Whoa. Hey, man, whoa, Look, I'm very sorry you lost your job, but this, you know, you're talking crazy, right? Like, I mean, you hear that? That's a, I don't need this. This is
Campbell. Parking lot after school. It's on.
Look, man, there's nothing I could have done, you know, so. I'm very sorry you lost your job, but this is over.
One man wins when the other is unconscious. Then and only then is it over.
You really want to have a fist fight after school like we're a couple of students?
I want everybody to see this.
Teachers don't fight.
We're going to handle our differences like real men.
What differences?
You got a job and I don't. That's the fucking difference.
This is a bad joke.
Snitches get stitches.
Snitches and stitches? What the fuck are you talking about? I can't even be there. I have a talent show thing with my daughter.
Hey,
Todd,
what's up?
It's the last day of school. Can't we just let this thing go? Strickland! Strickland! It takes courage to grow up and, Make it the whole way E. Cummings said that, and words are gonna matter for you guys. Yes, Nathaniel.
Is it true you're gonna fight Mr. Strickland?
Wait, you've heard about this? What did you hear? Hashtag teacher fight. What is this? You guys are tweeting about this now?
Why would you agree to fight Strickland? He could kill you.
Yeah, no, guys, I'm not going to fight Mr. Strickland. Right? We had a misunderstanding, and everything's going to be just fine. I'm sorry, though. Who else knows about this?
You guys hear Strickland is going to fight Campbell?
Yeah, he's going to whip him bad.
Without a doubt.
What are you guys doing now?
Oh, just chalking the field.
Your line's a little off, but I appreciate the hard work, kids. Let me tell you something. Kids your age sometimes can turn out to be douchebags, but you guys come from good stock. Good batch of kids.
Thank you, Coach.
Let's go! Everybody, on the track. Clifford, stop dogging it. I will fuck you up.
Ready for the fight. I don't even like gloves. Bare fists make you blind like Mike does.
I didn't challenge him to a fight. This is crazy.
Everybody's got a story about him. Yeah.
Like what? What have you? What do you know about him?
He used to be in a
gang, right? And if anyone snitched, he's the guy you had to answer to.
Please, man. Please, man. I didn't mean to do. Hey, man, don't do it, man. Don't do it. Ah!
Saddam Hussein had these two fucked up evil sons, mass murderers. During the Iraq War, Strickland killed them.
You're dead. Game's over, boys. I'll save you some next time.
So I'm cleaning late at night, and I walk in on him playing piano. The dude's a virtuoso.
That doesn't seem too scary.
You didn't see his eyes.
He was a cop. And whenever anyone got off on a technicality, he would find them and beat the shit out of them.
Oh, he's gonna fucking kill me.
Yeah.
Kill for it!
Guys, this is crazy, right? I mean, what kind of an adult man challenges another adult man to a fight? That's not a thing that happens anymore.
Okay, all right. Well, why don't you just take a punch and then just go down? You know, play dead like you're with a bear or like possums do, or anything that's like a pussy animal.
I don't want to take a punch. I don't want to be in a fight.
He's right. You can't be taking no punches.
Right?
Yeah. You see those twins out there?
Oh, yeah, the hot ones. The one on the left's been playing games with me all year. Hey. Hey, Nathaniel. Hey, what's up? He wants to fuck me. He's just playing games.
Yeah. You know how that story ends, right? You've seen it on the news.
Oh, it's like the teachers who go for
getting
the students.
Getting arrested and going to jail for many.
The news always like leaves out the good part. They never tell how the teacher does the seduction.
Right, never mind. What's your point with the twins?
Watch this shit. Nathaniel! Give your brother 85%.
Mm. Oh, shit!
Right on the Flintstone.
That
at 100% is a toss-up whether the other twin gets back up.
Well, that's not good, because Strickland's definitely going to punch me at 100%.
Oh, no. He's going to punch you at 110%, at which point you won't be playing dead. You will be dead.
All right, well, 110% is not a real thing, because 100 is the max that you can go.
Can I get over here to elaborate what I'm thinking? See, he's going to be aiming for a target in the center of your skull, which is going to compound the energy as it connects, which is going to automatically scramble all the gray and white matter in your brain. That controls logic, personality, social, and sexual behavior. So at 110%, oh, he most definitely is going to knock all the sex out of you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, maybe you duck and he misses, but that's a big ass maybe.
Right, but if he does, I'll just run.
No, I never said nothing about no running. Who is you, Seabiscuit?
That was a great talk. Like, so super helpful. Both of you, really.
Yeah.
Super great. I'm going to figure this out some other way.
Campbell,
yeah.
You know my style. I drop it like it's hot, and then sometimes I pick it up when it's cold. My man.
I don't understand a word of that. I'll see ya. Today, and I noticed that his car is still here.
Well, technically, he has until the end of school day to vacate school grounds.
It's embarrassing. He's challenged me to a fight, so I'm in an unsafe situation here.
Oh, that sucks. He's gonna win. Flex?
I'm not gonna flex.
Flex.
Fine.
Flex?
I am flexing.
There's nothing there.
All right, look, come on. This is the problem.
It is a problem.
Can you get him out of here or what?
Well, if it's going to occur after school, then it's not really my jurisdiction because I'm the school security guard and not the world security guard.
Well, come on, man. I don't
try and stop terrorist attacks.
I'm just asking you to do your job here.
But you're asking me to do the job of security guard after 3 when I'm not...
So you're telling me that there's nothing you can do?
I could do CPR. I could potentially revive you after he renders you unconscious. But again, only if it's during school hours.
Yeah, okay, look.
Yeah, if it's after school hours, you're just going to lay there all night until 7 a.m., and I'll come and save your life.
Shit. All right.
You cussed! I'm gonna write you up!
Oh! Shit.
Ronald, I heard you challenge Mr. Campbell to a fist fight. Why?
Man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
Well, I disagree.
Why is that?
Your fist isn't going to solve the problem. You need a knife. This man is a pervert. Simply punching him is not enough. You need to cut him from his forehead all the way down to his chin.
Damn, lady. I got this.
Very well.
That bitch crazy.
Okay, Neil, so I think if you talk to Principal Tyler and just kind of reverse that story, everything will get worked out.
So you want me to say I just made the whole thing up?
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
Well, because this is all your fault.
How? You're the one who tattled.
I was in a very compromising situation. You would have done the same exact thing.
I was in the exact same situation and did the opposite thing.
Well, it's not the same exact situation, Neil, because you don't have a wife and kids, so you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Listen, come on, man. You gotta help me out here.
Look, this has been a huge day for me, Mr. Campbell. Do you know how many hits we've got on the newspaper website? I mean, even kids who go to Churchill are reading about this.
This is what I'm trying to fucking avoid here, Neil. People are going to get hurt. So I'm going to get... Neil, come on, buddy. Let's do the right thing here, all right?
Okay. Fine. MacBook Pro.
I'm sorry, what?
I'll do it for a MacBook Pro.
Are you trying to blackmail me?
Want me to lie for you or not?
Hey, buddy, let's get one thing straight. I'm still a teacher at the school, okay? Yes, I could get you in a lot of trouble, Neil, okay? How would you like it if I talked to your faculty advisor about this?
My faculty advisor's Mr. Strickland.
God damn it.
You know, with the Apple Care, too.
Yeah!
See you later, Mr. Campbell.
Okay.
What a day.
How can I help you?
One MacBook Pro, please. What?
I know.
What is this? Why are you guys here? Why aren't you in school?
Oh, I pulled her from PE. We had to get a new outfit for the talent show. Apparently, the old one wasn't good enough. Wait, honey, why are you here? It's 11:30. Shouldn't you be in class?
Is it 11:30? Yeah, I usually have class now, but I think,
Wait. Did you lose your job?
No, what?
Oh my god, I knew that you wouldn't stand up to these people. I just knew it.
Wait, I'm sorry, what do you mean you knew I wouldn't stand up to them?
It came out wrong. What I'm saying is, you know, sometimes you just let people push you around.
I do?
Yeah, it's just your thing.
I have a thing?
Yeah, well, yeah, you're the nice guy, and then people are like, hey, I'm gonna stomp on that guy.
You're spinning out, okay? Everything really is okay. I don't know why you don't believe me.
Just because you're acting kind of nervous and you're...
Well, you caught me off guard!
You're a little shifty, Daddy.
Why are you here, Andy?
Yeah, Daddy, why are you here?
Buying your mom a computer.
Stop it.
Supposed to be a surprise, but I
what?
Mean...
What? Honey, this is a MacBook.
Pro.
Pro?
With AppleCare.
This is the most expensive one.
It's the most expensive one.
You insisted on us getting the cheaper one not too long ago.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't either,
Your technology's always changing. You got to keep up. Otherwise, you're one of those dumb families that doesn't have a MacBook Pro.
I ruined the surprise.
Now, let's talk about you. Why are you changing the song and wanting to change your outfit?
Tell your daddy.
Remember, Trisha?
Yeah, sure.
She's been making fun of me all year. And now she's saying it's lame I'm doing a dance month with my dad.
That's not a lame thing, you know? Look, Trisha's lame.
No, she's not. She always wins the talent show.
Maybe you'll win the talent show, right? I've been practicing all the moves. You know what I mean? I got some depth. I'm not going to let you down, right? Okay? See, there's the smile I need. See, now you're happy and you're happy. And let's get you back to school. All right?
Say bye, Daddy. I love you.
I love you, too. Everybody stop worrying and panicking.
Okay.
And get going. Come
Thank
on, go.
You.
Get.
Hey, back so soon?
Yeah. I'm going to need another one.
Okay.
Oh, and, mind spreading this one around a little bit?
Yeah. Hey, man, did you, hear about the teacher fight? It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Fuck me.
Hey, what is that, baby oil? Hey, stop that! Hey!
22 years of this motherfucking house, girl!
So, the truth is, I was mad at Mr. Strickland because You know, you give me a bad but fair grade on my last test. And, you know, he never lashed out at me or anything like that.
No.
And my desk broke because I was leaning on it.
You leaned on it and then you blamed the teacher. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And Mr. Strickland got in a lot of trouble because of you.
Oh.
Whew.
You know, this completely contradicts your statement, right, Campbell?
Look, we can get caught up in the whole statement game. You know, who said what and what they meant by what they said and what words mean when people say them and, you know, who's making a statement and what the statement means and whose statement has something to do with something that someone else says. And see, like, statements get, you know, and then...
Should he chopped it with a fucking axe?
Yeah, I know. I said the chopping thing, didn't I? Yeah. But you know what? I was looking at the AV system, and I heard the crash, and, I did... You know how when you do one of these, and you're like, oh, my God, and then your hands are flying in front of your face, and like, that can look like chopping. But you were right there. I mean, he had the best view of his own seat. So forget my statement, you know, because I wasn't in the right...
It was chaotic.
It was chaotic, yeah. And shame on you, because we have been through an ordeal over all of this. You should have come out and said that in the first place. So,
he's right.
Yeah, so there you have it.
All right. I guess if that's your statement, we got no issue with Strickland. I'll tell him he can keep his job for now.
Oh. Sir, thank you so much. That is fantastic news.
I wouldn't get too happy, Campbell, because you're still under review, and you put me through a lot of shit today.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Now, here's my statement. Get the fuck out of my office and don't come back today.
Okay, yeah, let's get out of here on these terms. Thank you again for the... Are you kidding me? Hey. Hi, oh my God. How you feeling? Please tell me it's not a student. Is it a student?
Oh, no, I'm not actually pregnant. No, I would never sleep with a student.
Good.
Without protection. By the way, did that twin say anything to you about me?
Oh, no, he doesn't talk to me about you at all. Yeah. You know what? He's dating a cheerleader.
Games.
I think it's because you're 20 years older than him.
But in bed, it's like... Numbers don't matter, except for the number of pumps.
Well, I'm sorry. You count pumps?
I like stats.
That's crazy.
Isn't it weird, though, how, like, we're at work, and
we're
just, like, seeing these kids grow up, and then one day it's just like, bam, they're 18 and you can fuck them.
No.
God, that's just, like, a thing.
It's really not a thing.
Well, they're like, oh, slow down. Don't run in the hallways.
Yeah.
And then you're like... Do you have a condom?
Creeping on him and trying to...
I want that teenage dick, you know? I want that teenus.
Holly, why are you texting me that you're pregnant? I gotta be in class. Well,
can you just wait 1 second? Because it's all gonna make sense.
What's going on?
Here we go.
Who raped you?
No.
Campbell, did you rape this
woman?
No.
What? I 911 texted him. There's been no rape. Thank you for your bravery.
Well, what's going on?
What the fuck is going on? That's
okay.
A great question.
I'm sorry for misleading you both, but this is a mediation. Is that like American Idol?
A mediation.
Yeah.
No, doesn't matter. Don't need it, okay? Because I got you your job back.
You did what?
Yeah, I talked to Principal Tyler, and we worked it out. So your job is safe, and we're all good here now.
You should have talked to me before you did that.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. I didn't realize you felt that way, but look, hey, consider it a nice surprise. So we're good.
You're such a little coward.
Yeah, you are pussy.
You can't even ask a man a simple question.
Hey, I thought you'd be happy. I didn't...
Ask me a question.
Yeah, I can put it in question form. Do you want your job back?
No. Done with this place. And I would have told you that if you wasn't in my goddamn business again.
Let's watch out for gun fingers.
I'm confused on one thing here. You don't want your job.
No.
Then why the fuck are you trying to pick a fight with me, man? And why did I just spend thousands of dollars buying two MacBook Pros?
I don't know why you do half the shit you do, Campbell.
Okay, we're yelling too much. We're yelling at each other too much.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
It's not going well right now, you guys.
It's not going well at all.
No, this is why I'm here, okay? I'm a guidance counselor. So use me, all right? Let's take a seat. Are we walking?
He doesn't want to...
Towards the seat?
Yeah, but if you don't want the job, what is it?
Kill him.
Okay, so right off the bat, I'm noticing that Campbell, you're sitting at Israel, and Strickland, you've chosen Iran.
Okay.
I'm wondering if that's maybe sending a hostile message. You know, if we can get you to an ally country, you know, Italy or Spain or France, North Korea. That's a choice. Yeah. Campbell, do you want to find an ally?
Honey, I'm going to move past this, okay? Look, I'm sorry you don't want your job back, but I did my part. I made things right, okay? So the fight is off.
Okay, Campbell feels that the fight should be off. Strickland, how do you feel?
No, the fight is still on.
Strickland feels the fight is still on.
Yeah, no shit, I can hear the man speaking.
All right.
Look, why?
Because actions have consequences. And everybody around here seem to forget about that. These students, they shit on this school all day. And don't nobody do nothing. Little kids, they come in last place. And pussies like you, you want to give them a trophy. I say fuck a trophy. Nobody's being held accountable anymore. So I'm going to hold you accountable. Yeah, you ratted on me. Now you got to pay the price. I'm going to kick your ass at the end of the day in front of everybody. And you can consider this my final lesson.
Yeah, you guys should fucking fight.
This is crazy. You know, do you hear yourself? I mean, you've become unhinged.
Maybe. But let me tell you something. You don't show up to that fight this afternoon. An unhinged man might want to do something real nasty to you. An unhinged man might show up at your house with a year supply of duct tape, pop out the bushes, gut your ass like a fish. I could take my revenge anytime, anywhere. See you after school.
Hi, there's a crazy guy at my high school. He's trying to beat me up.
911 is for emergencies only. If you have a problem with a bully, I need you to speak to a teacher.
No, I am a teacher.
Excuse me?
It's actually another teacher who's going to beat me up after school.
So that's why I'm calling.
I'm sorry, can you repeat what you just
told me?
Okay, my name is Andrew Campbell. I'm a teacher at Roosevelt High School. There's another teacher here who wants to have a fist fight with me after school, so I need help. Oh, very funny. Assault is a real thing. I would like you to stop laughing and listen to my...
You're a grown man. Now go on and take that ass whooping.
And... become people when you're older, and words are useless, apparently. Guys, you know, look, you try to be a nice guy, right, and treat everyone with respect, but you don't get it. You don't get it back in return. You know why? Because nice guys, they finish last. Yeah. Everything is fucked up. This is a fucked up school. Filled with lunatic teachers. Your teachers are fucking nuts.
Matt, this is fucked up. He's having a breakdown. We can't prank him.
And you're going to say, hey, I'm a nice guy. I'm doing okay. And the world is going to unzip its pants, pull them down, and take a giant fucking shit all over you guys. I just can't win, guys. I cannot win. Why is there rope around my feet? Fucking little motherfucking sons of bitches!
This ain't right. Playing pranks used to be fun. This shit is getting violent. I look like a fucking million!
Holy cow, they got both of you, huh? Man, I gotta get pranked.
You know what? I'm fucking done with this shit. Yeah, I really am. No more Mr. Nice Guy, right? No more playing by the rules like a stupid little bitch who didn't realize everyone else at the school threw the rule book out years ago. All right?
Strickland wants to fuck with me, and the kids want to fuck with me, everyone wants to fuck with me. Guess what, though? Campbell's gonna fuck right back.
Yeah, let's get laid.
I'm trying to explain that I'm gonna... Holly, shut up! Shut the fuck up! You're always... I'm sorry. I lashed out. This has not been a good day. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna frame Strickland for a crime he didn't commit.
Wait, what? You gonna do what?
Something occurred to me as I was getting dragged down a flight of stairs by a horse on meth. I get some meth, right? I stick in his classroom or some shit. I tip off the cops, they show up, and then boom, they arrest him, and I'm not gonna be in a fight today. Hey, maybe I won't be in a fight ever, because I don't know what kind of past record this guy has.
Yes, yes, I fucking love this plan. Let's do it, yes.
Okay, right? See, good. Holly's with me.
I wouldn't tangle with no police. I'm from the streets. You do not go to no cops, okay? You might have to just man up and throw down with this dude.
Come on, Coach. I can't fight him. You said it yourself.
I don't know, Campbell. I don't know. Maybe I was wrong. You're so pissed off right now, you might even win.
You really think I could win?
I'll tell you something. All it takes is one punch.
All right, I just don't know the first thing about fighting.
Make a fist. Come on, okay, make a fist.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This is the fucking 1700s?
I don't know. I don't know
how. Get your fist up. Protect yourself before you get punched in the head.
All right, like how? Show me how. Ah! Fuck!
What?
The fuck was that?
Is that too hard? Because it felt awesome.
Punched me right in my fucking ear. Ah, shit. Why did you do that?
Because you said like how when he was talking about getting hit in the head.
I mean, like, how do I make a fist? Not like how do I get punched in the fucking head? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Got it. That makes sense. I wasn't listening to the conversation.
Yeah, no shit.
I kind of zoned out. I was bored.
God damn it. Well, obviously, I can't fight this guy.
No.
So back to the meth idea?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Best shot you got.
That's all I got, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Holly, give me some meth.
Oh, me? Yeah, no, I don't have drugs.
I thought you said you did.
No, I don't do drugs at school. I do them before I come to school.
Shit, all right, well, where am I going to get drugs?
Campbell, this is a public high school in the United States of America. There literally could not be a better place to buy drugs.
I need your help. What's up?
911 is for emergencies only. If you have a problem,
what the fuck is this? It's my new MacBook Pro.
My name is Andrew Campbell.
Is that my 911 call? This kid in Taiwan made a YouTube video about it. So awesome.
How the fuck did it get to Taiwan? I don't sound like... How many hits has it got?
Now, I'm gonna take that ass whooping.
Look, listen to me. I need you to sell me some drugs, okay? Sorry, I don't know anything about that. Cut the shit. All right, Holly told me that you deal, so let's just, you can deal with me. We'll do a drug deal. iPhone.
I'm sorry, what?
Look, maybe I deal, maybe I don't. I'll tell you if you're a new iPhone.
Listen to me, you little fucking shit. I will take that iPhone, I will shove it right up your fucking ass, okay? Don't stop.
Chill.
Yeah, you chill. Okay, look. Be a good boy. Sell me some drugs.
Okay, just relax. What do you want?
I don't know. Give me some meth or something.
Why'd you sell Molly?
Then why are you asking me what do I want, Neil?
I don't know.
Okay, Neil, sell me an eighth of Molly or whatever it is.
Do you even know what Molly is?
I will rip your head off of your neck. I will shit down your throat. Okay? That's where I am right now. I'm a broken man, Neil. Mm-hmm.
Okay, man.
Yeah? Okay. Right here, just like this, Jesus Christ. All right. All right.
Give me the money.
Fuck you. Hello?
Yikes.
What the fuck is this?
My goddamn car!
Shit!
Why are you kicking it?
I can't believe what they did to your car. It's
fucking monsters.
Yeah, fucking animals.
Fucking animals.
Yeah, little animals!
Right. Listen, since I ran into you, I have to tell you, we moved your interview back to 2:15.
Oh, well, I actually have to go to my daughter's elementary school to do a talent show dance thing with her by 2:30.
Oh, so you want me to accommodate the fact that you're going to skip out of campus in the middle of the fucking day?
Good point. Sorry, sir. Yeah. I'll make it work.
Good. And could you take your foot off my car?
Yeah, right. So I'll be there for the appointment. I'll keep my foot on the car.
No, move your foot off my car.
Can't do it.
Get your foot off my fucking car.
If I take my foot off, then the kids win, sir.
The kids don't give two shits. Get your foot off my car.
Yeah, but we gotta go.
My car's already fucked up.
No, we have to put our foot down on the car.
My car.
Okay.
What the fuck is your goddamn foot off my car?
Yes, sir. The foot's coming off right now. But before it comes off, let me just explain myself here.
Very important announcement. If anyone finds a 2-inch penis, please return it to Principal Tyler. It's his.
You got it. Fucking shit.
Stay tuned for more announcements.
Will you guys shut the fuck up?
Alright, police are Strickland's classroom with Mayhawk. But that dog ain't found a shit.
What?
You sure that kid really sold you meth?
Well, no, it wasn't meth, it was Molly.
Molly?
Yeah, why, what?
Dogs can't smell Molly, what did you do?
What do you mean, what did I do? I didn't know they can't smell Molly, why not?
Campbell, you have to train a dog to smell specific drugs, okay? How do you think this thing works?
I don't know how it works, I thought you guys knew how it works.
We do.
Well, if you do, you should have told me, what the...
Oh, snap.
What?
Cops are leaving the classroom. This is over.
It's over?
Campbell, I'm from the streets. Trust me when I tell you it's over.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
Okay, you know what? You have to relax. I got something for you. Take a hit of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck is that? I thought you said you didn't have drugs.
I don't. I have weed. Jesus fucking Christ.
Nice landing, dickwad. You tried to plant drugs on me, didn't you? That's why that dog was here. But they couldn't smell those drugs, could they? You fucked up, Campbell. I'm in your head. I know what you're gonna do before you even do it.
Back off. Back off.
All your hard work. Sneaking around, lying and shit. Now it's just you and me.
Don't come closer.
What you think they're gonna come in here if you light that little toothpick pencil joint?
You wanna find out?
Hey! Don't do it. You be a man.
I refuse!
You know, first I was just gonna punch you a whole lot, Campbell. Now I think I'm gonna break every bone in your body.
Oh,
what are you doing, man? Get away from that car. You know what? Kill your ass.
Okay, guys, what seems to be the trouble here?
Strickland was smoking marijuana, and he has Molly in his bag.
Now, who are you?
I'll straighten this out for everyone. Mr. Andy Campbell, English teacher. Probably a nice guy, but a bit of a worm and a sneak. Mr. Strickland, reputation of a hothead. Scary, yet effective with the students. Do I trust either of them? Absolutely not.
All right, we got this.
Yeah, we got this.
You stay out this shit, me heart.
Technically, this is occurring during school hours, so I cannot stay out this S word.
There is contraband in here. Who does this belong to?
Well, him. The drugs were in his bag.
This man is obviously the drug addict. Look at his eyes. They're burgundy red.
Let the record reflect, his eyes are red.
I mean, it's very dry in the room.
It's not that dry.
It is wet with lies.
He's holding an axe!
This is true as well. Mr. Strickland is brandishing a weapon. We all saw that.
Am I the only one here who sees what's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Not hello you! Hello, we're in his classroom! Hello, there are drugs in his bag! Hello, this man is obviously the culprit here!
I just said hello back. He said hello. I said hello.
Let's move past this. Just arrest the guy.
Campbell, you've had your say. Mr. Strickland, care to respond?
Fuck the police.
Nice plan, asshole.
Allie, hey, sweetie, listen, something's come up at, work, and I'm not gonna be able to make it to the talent show.
Daddy, you promised you would make it. You promised me.
I know. Sometimes adult lives are complicated, you know, funny things you can't predict.
I can't believe you're not gonna come. I'm gonna look like such an idiot. Trisha's gonna ruin me.
Forget about that girl. I mean, she sounds like a big bully to me.
And believe me, I know what that's like.
Hello? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. That's what it is, you know? Yeah, you know, I told my wife today, I said, hey, honey, everything's gonna be okay. Yeah. And that was a big fat lie, wasn't it? I mean, I'm definitely not gonna make the meeting, so I'll lose my job, and I've let my daughter down, and now I'm probably gonna be in prison when my child is born, so.
Yo, whose fault is that?
Well, that's a good question. Whose fault is it? It's your fucking fault. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, because you know what I don't do? I don't swing axes at the students. Yeah. That's a little bit of a step too far, I think. But not for you, no. You know why? Because you're a fucking maniac. Whose fault is it? God damn it. Crazy. What's up, man? How you doing? Yeah. Getting locked up. It's fucking... This is some BS, right? Shit. I don't mean to, you know, interrupt your seething or whatever it is you're doing over here, but I just got in a little argument with my friend, and he starts talking some serious shit about you. And he's going on, and he's calling you a bitch. And a big fat pussy and a little fucking pussy bitch, and he says that you're his bitch.
What?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. He keeps going on and on and on that he wants to fight you. And I'm like, this guy? There's no way. No way.
Yeah?
Well, don't point. Yeah, don't point. Well, it's your first time getting locked up, man. Yeah. But yeah, him. Yeah.
If he wants to fight me, I'm right here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're here. He's there. You could just go over there. And I'd stay here if you're worried about losing your seat. I can see that that's not it. Okay, I tell you what. I'll go over there. And if he nods like this, that means he wants to fight you now. But again, man, he's not going to come here because he thinks you're a big fat bitch. Again, these are his words, they're not mine. So just look for that nod and know that he's calling you the biggest bitch on the planet. Okay, gotta go. Okay, so you still want to fight?
Forget it.
What?
Maybe I went a little overboard earlier. But at least I did something. Fight's off.
Wait, what? Why?
First, I was just pissed off at you. I wanted to wring your little neck.
Yeah.
But then I start thinking.
What if the school saw how they pitted two teachers against each other? Maybe the fight would make a difference and something would change. But you won't even man up and fight. So forget it. Fight's off. You can go take a free period now.
That's the best news I've heard all day. That's great. Yeah, I'll take that free period. Awesome, man. So the fight's off. Ah, that's great.
You nodding at me? Fuck you.
No. Sorry, sir. That nod was not for you. You can sit back down.
You want to fight me, bitch? What you say to me?
No. He doesn't want to fight you anymore. Yeah, no, go back.
Anymore?
At all. Yeah, no. Guys, there's no fights today. Right? You hear great news?
I mean, stand up, bitch. What you got?
Oh, no.
Oh, that whole lot.
I got stuff too, but I'm not fighting, you know? Guys, this has just been a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
All right.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Night. You sick this man on me, Campbell?
That was a mistake. Yeah. That.
Changed my mind.
Okay, calm down.
The fight is back on.
Come on, man. You might have done the same thing in my position.
This time I'm gonna kill your ass.
Just take it easy. Take a deep breath, okay?
Hey, you two. The molly you tried to pin on each other is aspirin. Come on.
Aspirin? That motherfucker tried to rip me off. Wait a second. What time is it? What time is it? Oh, I still got time. I still have time to make everything!
Hey, Campbell! I'll see you at 3 o'clock! There's a bloodbath in there. Holly, Miss Monet, we all got fired!
No, you too?
These damn jeans didn't impress anybody.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry, Crawford. Hey, Susie, I'm here. Are they ready for me?
They said they need just a minute.
Okay, you sure it's just going to be a minute? Because I'm trying to get to my daughter's talent show, so...
Oh, it's just going to be a minute.
Susie, I don't have a minute.
50 seconds.
Yeah. Shit. In there.
Just one more minute.
Respectfully, Susie, fuck this, okay? I'm going in.
No, Andy.
I'm going
Andy,
in.
Andy, why is he helping you? Andy!
Hey, hi, I'm sorry. What's going on? I was supposed to start at 2:15.
Oh! Superintendent Johnson and I were just talking about his fishing trip to Alaska.
I caught a halibut.
You caught a halibut? Well... Congratulations, sir. I'm sitting out there. I miss my daughter's... You know, I don't want to cause trouble. Could I just make my teacher statement now? Is that all right?
Well, actually, that won't be necessary.
Why?
Turns out we've reached our limit on how many experienced teachers we can let go and still be in compliance with state policy. We're going to make cuts from somewhere else.
Yeah. We're down here. Anyway, it's an executive course right for the airport, right?
Okay. Thanks for the job, I guess.
You gotta be really.
I'm sorry though. What cuts are you gonna make?
It's none of your business, Campbell.
Well, no, it is my business, right? I teach at the school, so what are you gonna do? I mean, you're gonna cut buying new books? You're gonna shorten the school year? You're gonna increase the class sizes again? That one was a real bright idea.
Now would be a real good time for you to stop talking.
Yeah, no, now would be a good time for me to stop talking, but I'm not gonna stop talking, okay? Because I'm asking a question. So I'm sorry, but what? No, I'm not sorry. In fact, I'm tired of always saying I'm sorry. I asked you guys a direct fucking question. What cutbacks are you going to make?
Campbell, this doesn't concern you, okay? You're just a teacher.
Wow, really? I'm just a teacher? Well, all right, you're right. I may be just a teacher, but I'm pretty sure that qualifies me to ask a goddamn question about something that's going to affect my ability to fucking teach.
Campbell, get your ass out of here while you still got a job.
No, I can't do it, man, because I'm done listening to you. And I know I'm just a teacher... But that ought to be worth something around here.
In fact, that ought to be worth everything to you guys. But instead, you treat us like shit. And you don't give us the tools to do our jobs properly. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but Strickland's right. The students are running all over the fucking school. So this may be just a teacher's opinion, but you guys fucking suck at your jobs. And if you ever leave me waiting outside again so you can talk about a goddamn fishing trip, I will walk right in here and I will punch you right in the fucking teeth, Tyler. Stick that halibut up your ass.
Crazy day, okay? I don't have time to explain. Look, can you do me a big favor right now?
Oh, okay.
I need you to see if you can get them to play that Big Sean song. Can you do it?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Allie. Okay, oh my God, you're the best. Okay, thank you.
Let's give it up again for Allie Campbell and herself.
Hey, buddy. I'm going to need a little favor from you.
Hey, sweetie.
Daddy, where were you?
Okay, I can explain that later, all right? But right now, sweetie, we're going right back out there.
Daddy, the rules are the...
No, don't worry about the rules, okay? We're not going to play by the rules, all right? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the Big Sean song.
Wait, we are?
Yeah, Mom's working on it, okay? So I'll follow your lead and you...
Okay,
the moves are the same, right? The whole...
Yeah,
okay. There it goes. Okay, yeah.
Let's go.
Go, stop.
Trisha, this song is for you. I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things that I'd rather fucking do.
Alright, fuck it. That's what we're doing, alright.
Then I'll be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck about you, or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you, or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man, I see you taking a pic. They ain't posted up, thinking that it's making mistakes. But I wanna see you calling, I've been making it quick. I'ma answer that shit like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things that I'd rather fucking do.
Music's
off. Then to be fucking with you.
Yep.
Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Who's the loser now, Trisha? Bully this bitch.
Oh my. I was unaware of the lyrics. And the strong language in that song, so I do apologize. But you know what? I apologize for nothing else. You're gonna be expelled. Yeah, but look, I'm super proud of you for standing up for yourself, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go do the same, all right? Daddy's gonna run.
Wait, where are you going?
Daddy's gotta get in a fist fight.
No shit.
Yeah!
motherfucker?
You actually sound like a real man, Campbell. Maybe one of your nuts dropped today.
I'll drop your nuts, bitch. Back the fuck up. Let's go. You want to see what I'm made out of?
See? Let that be a lesson to you. Actions have consequences.
Campbell!
Oh, you want some more?
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit. I like the bath, look, Cam.
I fucking love it, bitch!
Not my job to stop this.
Smack him, bro.
You got this.
I don't think he's got this.
What's the matter, Campbell? You're looking tired. You're throwing less and less punches.
It's fewer and fewer. The proper sentence structure is fewer and fewer. Never trash talk an English teacher, okay?
Windshield.
I'm about sick of this shit, Campbell. You want some more of this, boy?
School's out for the summer, everybody!
Like he said, the fight never ends, unless you're him. Hello? No, well, he's actually out right now. Uh-huh. Oh, shit. Okay. I'll make him aware. Water. Anybody got water?
What happened?
You got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, I feel that now.
But look, man, your wife just called. She said you're having a baby.
Oh, shit, for real? Oh, I gotta go then. Hey, look, can you give me a lift to the hospital? I kind of totaled my car.
All right, let's roll. Right. I got you. You got gas money?
Hey. Hey, you. What the hell, man? You're just gonna walk away? Just gonna leave like this? On these terms?
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you?
Ollie, we've been flirting like all fucking year.
I've been like ignoring you all year.
Oh.
I've been playing games with you all year.
Do it.
It's 3:15 and I'm not a student anymore. Let's do this.
Lady.
Sir, emergency's on the other side of the building.
No, not me. We need maternity.
Maternity's third floor.
Let's go deliver this baby.
Oh, I got it from here. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, it's a hospital, so they got doctors and stuff. But listen, thank you, man. Like, thank you for the fight, really.
You did good.
That was a dumb idea. All right, yes.
Go hug your wife.
Two teachers pitted against each other in a school fight to end all school fights. A lot of people are saying this has proven the depths to which the public school system has fallen. The school board is launching an investigation saying something needs to change.
Yeah.
Live from Roosevelt High School, Channel 68 News.
That's us. Hashtag teacher fight.
Maggie!
Andy!
Hey!
I was so afraid that you wouldn't make...
Are you okay?
What happened to you?
I got in a little bit of a fight.
With who? You look like hell.
With another teacher. Yeah, what? No, but it's okay. So, honey, listen to me. I lost my job. But not because I didn't stand up to those guys. You should have seen me stand up to those guys. No. It's because you were right. And I want you to believe me right now. I want you to believe me. When I tell you, everything's going to be okay. Yeah?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Time to push, or where are we?
Oh no, we've been pushing for a while, baby.
Okay, go. Push.
Here we go.
Squirming around. I think we got a little fighter on our hands.
Sure do.
You want to take her for a minute?
I would love to.
Okay.
You a little hungry?
Yeah.
Are you a little hungry, baby?
Time to eat.
Yeah.
Hey, Allie looks happy, huh?
Oh, yeah. She's very popular now. I think some of the kids are actually kind of afraid of her.
That's a good thing, I think. How are we doing here? What you going for? Hot dog? Hamburger?
Both. Hey, Crawford, do you want a dog?
I want a dog, but no bun. I'm trying to fit into my skinny jeans. I think I look good in them.
Trying to fit into a skinny jeans.
Yeah. It's not his look.
Campbell.
Terrible.
Well, 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 look what the cat dragged in. You here to fire everybody again?
Yeah, yeah, cut the shit, Campbell. I don't want to be here any more than you want me to, okay?
Well, I wouldn't say that I don't want you here, but why are you here?
Well, because of the media attention, you and Strickland became like education folk heroes.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
So the board wants both of you back at Roosevelt because of this PR mess.
So this is fun. So he sent you here to beg me to come back?
Said my job depends on it.
Did he really? Ouch. Shoot. So this is a tough one for me, you know, because we didn't leave on great terms. And... boy, it sucks when your job's in someone else's hands like this.
Enough of your shit, okay? Are you going to come back or not?
Tell you what. I'll come back on one condition.
You the man, Campbell!
Thank you.
Thanks for getting our jobs back. I'm glad I didn't cut you.
Huh?
Yeah, you really saved our ass.
Yo!
Hey! Look, man, I'm really happy you decided to take your job back.
Yeah. To be honest, I kind of miss these little fuckers. They keep me young, you know what I mean?
All right, well, what do you say we get back to work and no free periods, right?
Goddamn right. Hey! Cut out all that grab ass.
You get your ass in detention, Freddy. All right, I'm not joking around. You get there before I kick it there. I will kick you into oblivion, Freddy. I will kick you into dust.
Whoa, Campbell. Take it down a notch. I'm supposed to be the scariest motherfucker in this school, not you.
That's true. All right, man, you ready to do this thing?
Do it.
Boom, man. Stop. Hello.
Enough of that shit.
I'll fight you again.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. What the fuck is in fear? Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom.
I've been waiting to fuck you up for a long time.
Why?
But I'll tell you, Fred, I saw some dumb shit. I will fucking rip your head off of your head. I will shit down your neck. I will fucking smash my shit into your butthole.
Is there a horse?
Yeah, there's some shit.
I'm out. See you in a bit.
I never said nothing about no running. Who's you, Sea Biscuit? You don't run nowhere.
That's the old Andy. Because the new Andy, I'm gonna just ramble forever.
I think maybe one of your nuts dropped today.
I'm gonna drop your nuts down somewhere.
Come on, this bitch! Make your whole week. And can I have some pork and beans with that? No dog, just tuna fish. Just a little bit of sauerkraut and some relish. Just cheese doodles. Light on the cheese and heavy on the doodle. Trying to be like Steve McQueen. They call me True Grit. I'm a weirdo. You know my style.
Yeah, I'm stressed out too. My neighbor got a cat.
I know, it's a cat looking at you.
Creeps me out. It's always when I'm masturbating too.
I would be done with my classes by then.
Oh, it's not an answer, it's not a fucking question!
I still have the knife, David Wooden. I will end him.
Damn, girl, no!
Am I the only one here who sees what's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? He said hello, and I said hello back.
I caught a halibut, man.
Bully this bitch! You have a wife? You got a wife?
You know I have a wife. We talked about it 2 scenes ago. Is that the wrong thing to do? Is that an unlikable thing to do?
Yeah.
But boo fucking who? I can be a dick too. You want to see me be a dick?
So what do you teach here?
I teach gym, but I'm a singer. Can I sing a song to you?
Go ahead.
Shorty, I'm there for you anytime you need me. For real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Okay. Queen, wear the crown, let be down for whatever. Yeah. There's a few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war, make babies.
That's not technically a song. That's kind of like a rap.
It still sounds good, don't it?
It did. Why you keep shaking your legs like you got something down there?
You make
moving.
Me nervous. Because I feel love when I see you. And I mean love. Would you say your name once again?